do is dial in toll-free. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The website has a variety of features, and we give them all away. So head over there and enjoy them on us. You can actually control the content of the site as well. So if you find something online that you think is interesting, you'd like to share it with us and our listeners, you can submit it as show prep on the site, and then others vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is you've suggested. The most liked make it to the front page in the top of the site. So head over, get interactive at freetalklive.com. For those of you just tuning in, we are in the middle of a discussion that started on the topic of Joe Arpaio. He is the so-called toughest sheriff in America, as though getting tough on crime has ever done a damn thing to put a stop to crime. He locks people in his tent city, where folks, because he's run out of room in the jail, because he's been filling the jail with all kinds of innocent humans who've never harmed another human being, people for so-called drug crimes or immigration or, you know, you fill in the blank of no victim, no crime. He's been loading up his jail, so he had to build Tent City, where he keeps people outside in the hot desert day and night, limited access to water, the food is absolute dreck, and it's just terrible. And I don't think human beings should be treated in this way, but yet there's a certain segment of the population, and Mark, you said you used to come at it from this perspective, that believes that the harsher you treat people, the better. We're going to beat some sense into these folks here. And I just don't see any evidence that that's effective at all.
Seems like, to some extent, it's going to be offset by making them embittered.
Let's go to you and your thoughts, though, and get to Ken, listening in Indy to WXNT. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
It's Kim, actually.
Kim, K-I-M?
Tim, T-I-M.
Tim, all right, Tim, go ahead with your thoughts.
You kind of just stole my thunder. What I was getting ready to say is I don't like anything that Joe does whatsoever. And if you talk to a lot of criminals, I would say that jail probably isn't at the top of the list as their deterrent. Rather, it's Kent City or your basic county jail that people are going to commit crimes and make stupid decisions, whether drug involved or just other kinds of crimes, and it would be interesting to see if crime has even went down in his county because of these harsh conditions. You know, I mean, I don't really think that by him doing this, somebody is going to stop what they were getting ready, what crime they were getting ready to commit and say, oh, well, I don't want to go to Tent City. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, you know, this is something that is very difficult for rational people who are, and there's, you know, vast majority of people listening are rational people to understand, is that the most people in prison didn't think for a second what the consequences were going to be for whatever it was that they did. They didn't want to get caught, no doubt.
Whatever,
if it was going to be 1 year or 4 years. They didn't weigh that out in their minds. One can make the claim that somebody who's locked up for 4 years can't commit crimes in those amount of times, but, you know, there's things to offset that, too. The vast majority of people don't commit crimes after the age of 25 and, you know, all kinds of other evidence that can go into these things.
Right, and I've worked in the jail system, juvenile and adult, and you will see like you said, they don't think they're going to get caught, first of all, and second of all, they don't weigh those the consequences anyway. So there's the first problem. And yeah, if somebody went to Tent City at the time, they're probably saying, yeah, this sucks, man, I don't want to come back. But once you get out, it's a whole new ball game. People are going to do what they're going to do and want to do.
Ken, thanks for the call. Thanks for the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with Caleb, listening to WNIS in Virginia. Caleb, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good listening to you fellas this evening. I did actually live in Maricopa County, Arizona, for 6 years, and I'm very familiar with the politics there. I have very mixed opinions about Sheriff Arpaio. A lot of what you say is true. The Phoenix New Times is the publication involved.
That's the one I was thinking of. They've been on his case for a long time.
Yeah, people can read about it online ad nauseum. But the reason he keeps getting reelected is because of his law and order stance. He's a media hound, And there is a large contingent of retirees in Sun City and City West. These old farts don't do anything wrong, and they just want to be safe. Okay, and Sheriff Joe caters to them.
Yep.
And another thing is, you know, I have to disagree with you guys. Sheriff Joe, the one positive thing about him is he does stand up, and he goes out and he arrests illegal immigrants. Now,
that is
a nation,
not positive.
A nation without borders is a nation a nation without borders is a nation that ceases to be a nation. And
there's
you guys,
no such thing as a nation anyway.
Guys,
it's only in your mind,
you guys,
dude.
You're libertarians. You need to understand that. Okay.
Caleb.
80% of the population supports my position on this, and you guys are wrong.
That much is absolutely true. I'm not going to argue with that at all. That you've got 80% of the people on your side. It's true.
Argumentum ad populum, logical fallacy.
It is a logical fallacy that, you know, having not all the people are always right. I mean, you know, there was a time in this America history where you could find 80% of the people in a given land mass would have said that slavery was a good thing.
Right.
So, you know, that doesn't make it right, but. You know, my question on illegal immigrants is, how does a nation without, you've made this platitude, a nation without borders ceases to exist. How does that happen?
I think we might have lost him. I apologize. He appears to have dropped off the line.
Do you think he hung up? Or
I did not press anything, so he appears to have hung up.
Okay.
Well, but you can ask it to the ether, Mark.
Yeah.
How could that happen?
I don't know. I mean, there are plenty of places in the world where it's easy to cross borders. And they're getting fewer and fewer because the United States government is putting a lot of pressure on a lot of countries because they're trying to enact their drug war across the globe. And so they're making it more difficult for people to, you know, go other places. Hey, you want this funding? You're going to have to do this, this, and this. And they hand down these edicts to these governments, and they'll take the funding and do whatever they're going to do with it. Likely, they're not going to serve their own people. But it's become more difficult in the last three decades to cross borders. But, you know, I mean, through most of this world's history, borders have been these porous things across which people traveled.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
The United States government didn't even have any immigration laws until the 1880s. That means that it existed from the 1780s with the advent of the Constitution or 1776, the Articles of Confederation, whatever you want, without borders at all.
What about the jobs, Mark? What happened to the jobs?
People came and they did the work, and some people did it for more, some people did it for less, and, you know, the people who did it for less and did a good job likely got the work, and the people who did bad jobs and charged more lost the work and they went on to do something else that they were more suited to do or whatever. These things
happen. See, here's the neat thing. All of the objections to the idea of people coming here to make a better life for themselves, because that's why most people want to come here. It's not to commit crimes. They want to come here to make a better life for themselves.
And if you want to get rid of the freeloaders, by the way, you get rid of the freeloader programs.
The welfare.
We don't have a problem in this country with immigration. We have a problem in this country with freebie giveaways that draw people that
Absolutely.
Just want to do nothing and sit on their butt.
But
I don't think most immigrants feel that way, but
one of the big complaints, though, and we hear it a lot, is the jobs, right? They're going to take our jobs. And, well, back in the 1700s, there were jobs then, right? And immigrants were coming, in theory, taking the jobs. How come we didn't just run out of jobs? That's because it's not a zero-sum game. There aren't just a finite amount of jobs out there. As the market continues to expand, as more people come into the marketplace and participate in it, more people from the outside right. coming in and participating, there's a greater demand for services.
That's because those people live places, they drive things, they eat
right.
things. They have all kinds of, they want entertainment, they drink beer. They do whatever it is that Americans do.
They got to take care of their kids. I mean, yeah.
Sure. They send a certain amount of their paycheck home. And, yeah, absolutely. Some of them have a higher tolerance for living in more compact quarters than others. Absolutely. But if you allow them to come here with their families, perhaps they wouldn't live in such compact quarters. If they just come in here and essentially it's a bunch of dudes that want to live in bunk houses so that they can work and make some money so they can get back out of here because they're being chased like dogs, well, you know, that's what you're going to get what you
right.
create.
It's crazy. I mean, to suggest that spending all kinds of money, time, and effort to round up people and then put them in a prison cell or eject them from the country.
Immigration officers, Border Patrol agents, they don't create wealth.
Nope. They do siphon off millions and billions of dollars.
And big pensions.
855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you don't want to hire somebody from outside of an arbitrary landmass, that should be your choice. But otherwise, let me hire somebody if I want to. It's Free Talk Live.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 4th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,632.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,673.21, $836.60 for a half ounce, or $418.30 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,673.21, $836.60, and $418.30.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am that dirty ass. Takes away everything you can get. Keeps them on the hook with this immortal threat.
And they call it democracy.
I had enough of greedy lies from fascist psychopathic genocidal corporation. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything you want, though, of course, we've got a lot on the table already from what we've been discussing, including the crazy Sheriff Joe Arpaio and his awful tent city and the terrible things that him and his associates do there in Phoenix. We actually barely scratched the surface of a Salon.com article that gets into what is happening to some of Sheriff Joe's associates. They're in pretty big trouble. Old Sheriff Joe's managed to insulate himself from that trouble pretty effectively, but not all of his buddies have been so fortunate. You can follow that story over at Salon.com. It's called Sheriff Joe's World Crumbles, if you'd like to get more. Of course, we post our show prep every night at the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. So that's where you can go and find a link to that story later on tonight. Once again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. That's our message forum where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners.
You can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. And do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They've got hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings over there at libertystickers.com. You can go through and just scroll through them and read them all. They're witty as far as I'm concerned. I've gone and enjoyed them on many occasions. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's libertystickers.com.
To the phones and the fun, let's go to Mike listening in Salt Lake City to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Hey, Ann. I had one heck of a laugh the other night when I looked on YouTube, and I happened to come across one of your videos you posted where you're in a car with another woman, and she got pulled over, and you videotaped it, and the cop said that he was going to arrest you if you didn't turn it off because he didn't consent to being filmed, and you said, just by being in front of my camera, you're consenting. And that I still laugh about that one today. But anyway,
that was a pretty good one, by the way. That happened a few months ago with our Wednesday night co-host Nemi, and he could have arrested me, and then I had to go to trial, and I would have a wiretapping charge, and I basically called him on his bluff. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. So I'm glad you appreciated it.
I did appreciate it. I love what you guys do. But anyway, that guy that called in, that soldier, that said, "Oh well, if we weren't protecting your doorstep," and then Mark totally shut him down when he said, "How many Iraqis or Afghanis have bothered you," or whatever. That was classic. Those are the kind of douchebags that are going to be kicking in our doors to take our guns because they just follow orders. I cannot stand that when somebody in the military says, "We're over there protecting your freedoms." You know what? I didn't ask them to go there, and I ain't never been bothered by an Iraqi or an Afghani.
You know, and it's true. There weren't. I don't think any of the bombers from 9/11 were Iraqi or Afghani. But I do believe that some may have trained over in Afghanistan at some point.
Even if they were, it wouldn't justify killing other innocent people.
I mean, so if an American goes commits a crime in Canada, should they put a full tilt Russian on our border?
Rain down fire from the skies.
Yeah, I don't think it's very fair. And it's interesting what you're bringing up here about. You know, what will those that are being on the payroll, what will they do and what won't they do? And where does it stop? Because there's organizations out there called the Oath Keepers. You can look them up, but I think it's oathkeepers.com. And you can find out about, you know, people that have said that they're going to keep the oaths that they've taken to the Constitution and that kind of thing. And then there's these other folks out there that'll do whatever they're told. And
Oathkeepers.org.
Thank you, Oathkeepers.org. They'll do whatever they're told. I mean, there was a situation in Katrina where they were sending around National Guard troops door to door, taking people's guns.
Firearms.
The one guy was interviewed, and he's like, "Oh, I'd feel really bad about having to shoot an American citizen," but he didn't say he wouldn't.
It's ridiculous. That's what scares me. Are those uneducated fools? You know, the military gets the bottom of the barrel. You know what I mean? And they're kids that don't have anything better to do with their life. You know, the recruiters will go to Detroit, hook up, a couple dozen of them at a time. And Stuart Rhodes did a great thing with Oath Keepers. I've read that. And it's really a sad testament that there has to be an organization called Oath Keepers that outlines these certain things that no soldier should do anyway.
Mike, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with Phil, listening in West Michigan to WHTC in Holland. Hey, Phil.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I guess I wanted to ask you a question. What would you do? What is your alternative instead of, making things uncomfortable for somebody that broke the rules and now they have to live by the consequences of the rules they broke? If you were a judge and they come before you in the little county court, what is your solution?
Well, first I want to point out the people that are in Sheriff Joe's jail, the vast majority of them are innocent because they have not yet been found guilty in a court of law in America. So the question you're asking is really entirely different than what we're addressing here. But
that's okay. We can address the question.
Go right ahead.
So you're asking what should consequences be for convicted criminals?
Right. And then I guess the follow-up on what you just said is
Hold the follow-up. Let's focus on the first part first.
Okay, all right, you got it.
So consequences for criminals. Well, first of all, let's take all the nonsense off the table, right? Let's get rid of the war on drugs. Let's end, you know, convicting people.
Gambling, you know, owning of
prostitution,
guns. Prostitution, any vice crime out there.
Right.
You know, where if there's no victim, then as far as I'm concerned, there isn't a crime.
Take all that off the table and you're going to have an almost empty prison system.
Yeah, there'll be 10 to 20% of the people.
So then we're dealing with real criminals who have actually harmed another human being or caused some sort of damage to property, for instance. Okay, so those are the kind of people I want to see the police dealing with. Those are the kind of people I want to see the court system dealing with. Can we agree this far?
I will agree with you, but most of those folks that are good at breaking small rules are going to break the big ones too, and I think we both know that.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't know that that's true. I mean, I spent a lot of time, and I spent 9 years of my life in prison, and I'm not entirely sure that people that do drugs necessarily are going to go out and rob or hurt people.
I've smoked a lot of marijuana in my life, and I've never once considered hurting another human being or harming another person's property, and most marijuana users or other drug users are peaceful. They are not out there doing horrible things to people. If they do hurt somebody else, then that's a real crime and they should be persecuted.
But fine, maybe you're right.
So, all right, so we've got somebody who's a real criminal, somebody who's actually harmed another human being. They're in court. They're found guilty. The evidence is clear against them. The jury finds them guilty. They're going off to whatever the punishment's going to be. I think that if you've got somebody who is actually sorry for what they've done, because you've got sociopaths who don't give a damn about hurting people, and those people are the real dangerous ones.
Don't want to interrupt people, but define sorry. How do you define sorry?
Well, by the fact that they're willing to make good. So, for instance, if somebody makes a mistake and hurts somebody or makes a bad choice and steals something and they realize that what they've done was wrong and they're willing to make good to that person, then I don't think that person needs to be occupying jail space and having all of us being forced to pay for that person sitting in that jail. If that person's willing to have a portion of their paycheck docked to send to the victim of that crime, I'd rather have them out in productive society, in their job, in their role of what they do best, and also at the same time restituting the victim, because today the victim is victimized twice. The victim gets hurt by the original theft or the damage or whatever happens to them, and then they get hurt again by the government stealing from them to keep their victimizer in a jail cell. So really the only people that belong in prisons are the people who are unrepentant, who aren't willing to make good.
Dangerous
people like Charles Manson, for instance, who just don't care about other human beings.
Boy, Charles Manson started a long time ago. Before he got to where he went, he started, you know, he started getting so whatever. But when you talk about the vices,
I know you have a follow-up question, Phil. Hold that thought. We'll come back to you here in a moment. You can bring your follow-up up in a moment. 855-453. Then we got to get on because lots of people want to comment on this. 855-453. You can take control of your waves. This is Free Talk Live.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We will take your phone calls about what you want. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Or, of course, you can talk about some of the things we've already been discussing, whether it's the prison system, jail conditions, the military, whether or not they're actually protecting you, or immigration. 855-450-FREE allows you to take control of the airwaves. You can also go to freetalklive.com and enjoy various features there. We've got listening options online, of course. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com, get tuned in via our live streams. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband flavors, different size streams for different internet connection speeds. Also, you'll learn about our great radio stations. Over 100 stations on AM and FM across the country are available to you, airing the show at various times throughout the week. Our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're on two channels. And in addition to that, our free-to-air KU-band channel is available as well. The webcam and the listen lines that allow you to tune in from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
Many companies, as they grow, lose their passion and their mandate. Not so with O'Neill Coffee. The third-generation family-owned business still roasts each batch with the finest beans and the utmost care. They have more than 40 varieties of gourmet and flavored coffees. My favorite, personally, is the French roast decaf. It's bold but not burnt. And to show Free Talk Live listeners their commitment to freedom and making great coffee, they're offering a free mug and free shipping on orders of $75 or more. You can support great coffee craftsmanship at coffee.freetalklive.com. Support Free Talk Live and get some great coffee at, you know, it's, these prices are not crazy. I'm used to buying gourmet coffees all over, and it's a great, great price. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
We have Phil on the line listening in Holland, Michigan, to WHTC. And Phil is back with us. He had a follow-up question because we had talked about the issue of imprisonment and how it should be run. And I think that restitution is something that the so-called justice system should focus on rather than just punishment. Restitution, because because it would make the victims whole, and ultimately that's what justice is supposed to be about.
I don't want to interrupt.
But, go ahead, Phil.
But your answer, that solution that you gave me was forget all the vice crime, and there will be nobody in prison. Well, not nobody.
I think we said 10 to 20%.
No, far. At this jail here in the area in which we're at, Mark, there is at least 40, if not 50% of the people that are in there for drug crimes.
Right. There would be 10 to 20% of the people would be left in jail.
I see. Gotcha.
Because they wouldn't have to commit crimes to get drugs, and they wouldn't be thrown in jail for doing drugs.
Go right ahead.
Okay. One last thing that I want to throw by you is: would you agree that people can fall into those vices? I mean, there is a reason those laws were formed. But do you think anybody would choose to lose their family? When you alter your mind on drugs and alcohol, you're going to do all kind of. How many people have you not seen get off because they weren't even in their right mind?
I have never seen anybody get off because they weren't in their right mind on drugs. Not one.
By the way, you can go ahead and waste yourself on alcohol, and that's completely legal. I'd like to point that out.
They tried alcohol prohibition in this country once. It didn't really work.
Does anyone choose to become an alcoholic? I mean, not really, but that doesn't mean that alcohol should be banned and that people should be put in jail.
If they're riding around on the streets blottoed, do you think they might have a problem? I mean, sometimes a little bit of these small...
Well, if you're putting someone in danger, again, if you put somebody in danger, then that's one thing. Have you ever used drugs?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, then you really can't really speak from any experience about it. Most drug users I know are completely peaceful. They just want to get high. They're not out there killing people while they're on
marijuana. They can't remember last night the next morning. They don't even know what they did.
That's not true,
Not everybody. I'm with you. But there's times where people wake up and
talk to somebody who's been drinking all night. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 855-453 Joe, listening in Battle Creek to WBCK in Michigan. Hey, Joe.
Hi, I'm from Battle Creek, and I've worked in the prisons for quite a few years. And I have to agree with you, the people in prison are working in prison, the corrections officers and your higher-ranking staff all agree that, it's a lot easier to keep the guy fat and satisfied. That we can feed him as much as he wants, keeps his belly full, he'll lay in his bed all day, watch TV, fine. He's not causing trouble somewhere.
All right, TV is a pacifier for those prisoners.
I had a prison guard tell me that he wishes they could give everybody an ounce of marijuana every week.
Well, that would probably help, too. It'd probably increase their appetite. But Joe, our pile, He is really a thorn in a lot of people's rear end. The fact is, he serves that moldy baloney. Mm-hmm. He's been sued. They've lost thousands of dollars on lawsuits out there, and that's why the federal government's stepping in and trying to correct some of that stuff. As a professional correction person, we know it's the court's job to punish. It's the corrections officer and the police to house and educate and train.
Custody, care, and control.
That's all it is. So let the courts punish and let the corrections people do their job. But a lot of these people have it wrong. They think it's the prisons and the corrections department to do the punishing, and that's not the case. And that shows you their mentality.
Joe, how many years have you worked in prisons?
About 16.
So about 16 years. You've had a lot of experience with a variety of different... You're working in a prison, not a jail.
Right. I've worked in county jails, too. And you're right, in a county jail. And that's why, as you say, the majority of the people at least have to be believed that they're innocent, because most of them are there just attending court hearings and such and have not been convicted. And the courts look at that and... You know, when some of these jails say, hey, well, you can't have newspapers or you can't have pornography, well, hey, why not? We're not convicted yet.
What is it now, as somebody who's looking back over your years as a jail and prison guard, how many of the guys that you were dealing with in there were in there for not harming another human being?
Well, I'd say probably about 50% of them.
Wow. So insane.
Yeah, and I think out of the people in prison, I'd say, the court says, because they appeal their cases to the Court of Appeals and such, about 2% of them in Michigan get exonerated or at least get out. But there's many cases that I've read out there where the person is not going to be, it's not a high-profile case, and he's absolutely innocent. And it's clear to me by looking at this guy's mannerisms and such and how he conducts himself behind bars and reading his case that he's absolutely innocent, but he's going to stay his life in prison or whatever.
Because who's going to stick up for him?
It's frustrating.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mark, any questions for a prison guard?
No, I'm going to back him up on this. The idea that human beings only make mistakes 2% of the time. You said about 2% of the people get exonerated. That our judicial system only makes mistakes 2% of the time is laughable. And I don't know what the percentage is. You know, maybe it's 10 or 15% or something like that. But it just goes to show how difficult it is once you get into the system, once you get into that governmental system, the grinding wheels and what they do to people.
Sure.
So any other thoughts?
We all know that 60% of the people in prison in Michigan anyway can be released without recidivism, because that is a recidivism rate. But the question is how we're going to pick the 60% to release them, and what criteria are we going to use? And the pro board is just going eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
And, maybe the guards, this is the thing that I've always wondered, is if anybody knows, it's the guards that work with these guys, or it's the people, for whom they work, because oftentimes there's civilians that come in and they work for them. It's those folks who know better than anyone.
We're prevented under regulations not to make any recommendations at all. Some people who have done so got fired.
Yeah, oh, man. Joe, thanks for calling and sharing your expertise tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you, sir.
I worked in the staff canteen for the canteen, the whole canteen apparatus in prison. And the sergeant in there one time walked through and basically was having conversations with us about who he thought was going to get locked up and who he wasn't. I think that we started it or something like that. I can't remember what. But basically,
locked up for like insubordination.
Locked back up. We were going to
recidivism.
Reoffend. Recidivist rates. And he went through and, eeny, meeny, miny, moe basically said who he thought was going to go and who he didn't. Now, I don't know everybody, but I do know three of the people that he picked, and he picked 100% on those three people.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. There you have somebody who is a prison guard, 16 years, says right off the bat, 50% of the people have not harmed another human being in his prison. That's crazy. Those people need to be set free.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a 4-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had 4 wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their tile and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. Comment on anything we talked about or take control of the airwaves here. 1-855-450-3733. Live Saturday show. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we're inviting you over to our website. Drop on by and get interactive. There's a webcam there that allows you to watch the show. For some reason, that's your thing. You can also interact with other people in that same cam page because the chat room's built in right there over at cam.freetalklive.com. Now, it's all free, but if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it's a simple concept. Yeah, a lot of these talk shows, they charge you to access things like their webcam and their archives. We just give it all away and figure if you really like the show, maybe you'll send us a few bucks a month. We're asking for 3. That's like the price of a cup of coffee these days. So if you can afford that and you like Free Talk Live, like what we do, and you like the idea of maybe getting Free Talk Live on more stations, we've got over 100 so far, but that means we've probably got another 500 we could possibly snatch up.
And you know, every radio program has this little program where you can go and you can give them a certain amount of money and they'll give you archives and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But Free Talk Live, we give you the archives for free up front. And then, if you like the program, then you can join the Mouseketeer Club that we got.
That's right. And those archives are a brand new, higher quality, much higher quality. In fact, lots of comments have been left. We've moved to a new host. There have been a few bugs. Folks on iTunes, bear with us. We're working on ironing out the issues that iTunes is having.
When I mention Mouseketeers, I in no way am talking about Walt Disney. No way.
You worried about a lawsuit or something like that?
I'm just talking. Just kidding.
855-450-FREE. So anyway, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. Use any major credit card through PayPal. Use alternative methods as well. And once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, Amp Only podcast. And by the way, that AMP podcast doesn't have the commercial load, doesn't have the recorded commercials that our regular podcast does. So there's some perks involved for you as well. AMP.freetalklive.com. Right back to your calls, your thoughts. We go to John, listening in Long Island. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, great.
Hey, John. You're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, well, I wanted to talk about what the sad state of what I'm seeing with the Ron Paul campaign. You got wackos out there like Doug Weed promoting this idea that there's this secret delegate strategy that's going to somehow steal the nomination away from Mitt Romney at the convention. And there's a lot of people hearing about this great, you know, message of liberty for the first time, and they're getting caught up in, I'm afraid, wasting their energies in this, let's, you know, get a delegate position and fight it at Tampa, and they're going to burn themselves out and not get involved with anything that's you know, actually can advance the message. What do you guys think?
Maybe they will, maybe they won't. I mean, the delegate strategy is real, I mean, in the sense that it's happening. I don't think that there's, it doesn't seem like there's enough, but it's hard to say. What's going to happen?
What's the most they could accomplish with the delegate strategy? They're not going to get the nomination. The party will change the rules, avoid the vote. They'll do something.
That would be really great. Like, you know, the most they could accomplish is to get the Republicans to break their own rules, as they have in several counties and even a couple of state conventions. Republicans have broken the rules, and then they can make political hay out of that and say, hey, look, these people, I mean, we know that the government doesn't follow its own rules. You and I know that. But there are tens of thousands of people right now that don't know that the government doesn't follow its own rules.
Well, of course, you'd be talking about the Republican Party.
They'll appoint maybe some local county Ron Paul supporting committee chairman or something like that with some delegates. But those people will just get co-opted. People should be focusing their energy on something like the Free State Project where...
I totally agree with you, John. And you sound like somebody who's had some activist experience. How long have you been at this?
Probably since, maybe 06, 07.
06 or 07. Okay. So I've been doing this for a while, too, and I've encountered, probably since from the turn of the century, and I've encountered the burnout myself. I've certainly seen other people burn out as well, and I think what you're predicting here is absolutely going to happen. However, there's no way you or I getting on the airwaves and talking about, hey, Ron Paul people, hey, heads up, you should do this other thing or focus your efforts otherwise. These guys are jazzed. They're excited. They're, you know, they're going. This is their thing. They're all about Ron Paul. I think it's okay to, you know, put it out there. It's like, hey, be careful. Be aware of burnout. Be aware that it exists. Be aware that it might affect you here in another 6 months.
And if things don't work out, here are some other options.
Right.
They're going to follow through. I mean, they're going to follow through.
They're going to play it through to the end, and they're going to see what they're
going to... And thank goodness they're playing it through the end. I want to see what happens when they play it through to the end.
I agree. I mean, I tend to agree with you, John, in that I don't think anything is going to come of all this, and I think that they are going to pull out whatever stops they can to stop Ron Paul and his supporters, and there'll be all kinds of sneaky, terrible things that the Republicans will do. And that will cause some burnout, but hopefully it'll also at the same time teach people this lesson that, hey, this system is entrenched, and you thought you had a chance to change it. You didn't. You did your best. Good job. Now come here and do something productive like join the Free State Project and get together with other like-minded people where you actually can make a difference and you actually could have a chance at liberty in our lifetime. In fact, I know that JJ, who's our Thursday night co-host, is working on a campaign to kind of this after Ron Paul campaign, although I think he recently decided to change the terminology because it was getting some negative feedback from people that are, you know, still of the minds that Ron Paul can win. Maybe he can. I wouldn't say he's out of the race at this point. Certainly he's not. But to have a campaign ready to roll so when Ron Paul or if Ron Paul doesn't win, that we'll be prepared to try to pick up the pieces as best as possible and encourage people to not burn out and to move into a different area and rather than just waiting another 4 years, getting behind some other political candidate and hoping that this time will be the right time. I think that's definitely the wrong way to go, and it sounds like you'd be on board with that.
Yeah, there should be a convention or something big at the end, to redirect people into some productive areas, education.
Well, that's something that folks can do right now. By the way,
that's what the Campaign for Liberty was supposed to be about.
Well, I'd recommend that right now the conventions are still happening, right? Like they still have these Ron Paul gatherings. There was one in Philly a couple
great.
Weeks ago. Right, where thousands of people are showing up, and many of these thousands of people are Ron Paul newbies. They're people who just came across Ron Paul's campaign within the last year. It's their first chance to see Ron Paul speak. They're coming out. They're excited. This is the time right now, not to necessarily wait till after Ron Paul, but now to go to these Ron Paul gatherings. Wherever Ron Paul is, people who are supporters of the Free State Project or, you know, whatever other alternative to Ron Paul should be out there. So bring flyers for the Free State Project, for Shire Society, for Free Talk Live. These are things that you can have to distribute to these folks that are excited about Ron Paul and give them something else to plug into now so they can be ready for whatever comes next. And so right now, to kind of, I guess, to use Ron Paul's publicity to ride his coattails, so
to speak. There's absolutely nothing wrong with doing that, and hopefully more people will do so. And, John, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 1-855-450-3733. Let's continue here. Robert, listening to K-Med out in Medford, Oregon. Hey, Robert.
Hello there. Yeah, I appreciate your show. It was a good show. I just want to make a comment in regards to the prison systems and such, not to mention the fact that it's like an animal versus animal inside the cage there. But it's too bad they don't revamp that all together and turn it into an educational process where they learn a skill and a trade there and actually do something productive to generate money, which they could use when they hit the street. But at the same time, they could be taking some of that money to pay for their own keep. So therefore, look, all the money they could free up quite a bit of money to use to help make a better system so that when they get out of there, they got a skill and a little bit of money in their pocket.
It's an excellent suggestion.
Well, there's drawbacks to it, too. When you have a monopoly on imprisonment, as the government has, then you have a situation where they tend to put people to work, and then, you know, they can charge them, they make money off of them. The last thing we want is them making money on both sides of the situation. Now, if there was a competition in imprisonment, say a judge landed the gavel and said, you must spend X number of years in jail, and then jails got to compete, or prisons got to compete for who's going to be within their walls, and then got to choose, you know, well, you're too violent to come here, and then, you know, the worst offenders would end up at the worst jails, and the best ones, the jails would compete for, because then they could, they compete on, rent. They would compete based on, you know, what kind of treatment people would get, and then it would incentivize far better behavior.
And it would incentivize better conditions as well, rather than, because right now, private prisons suck, and that's because they've been given the monopoly.
Yes.
So the private prison is essentially just replacing the monopoly government prison, and they're doing it as a private company running it, and so they don't have the right incentives. But if there were an open competition in the prison system, that would result in likely better conditions for the prisoners and more rehabilitative conditions and also more innovation, because the monopoly on prisons, the government monopoly, doesn't have the incentive to innovate a lot of the programs that you can envision that you're talking about, Robert.
Governments don't innovate.
Right, that could help people. So I think you've got a lot of good ideas. Anything else you want to share?
Well, yeah, just unfortunately, somebody'd have to make the choice, and it wouldn't be that hard from my opinion, but they'd have to make a choice that some of these are so far gone, so such a lost cause, and gangbangers, whatever, that they don't want to be rehabilitated. They like their lifestyle. So I think it'd be best to put them in their own section so that they're not trying to use their muscle and their gang power to over-influence other people trying to focus on doing something with their life.
Agreed.
Fine ideas, Robert. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got a full hour remaining here. It's the live Saturday edition. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. You can dial in 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Get in the zone!
Paying close attention to your brakes can keep a small problem from getting worse. And the experts at AutoZone say it's important to check the entire system. That means you should regularly inspect your brake pads as well as rotors and hardware and replace any component that's worn. It's the right way to maintain brake performance and maximize pad life. Stay ahead of a brake problem before it starts with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.